Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
LeBron James is heading into year 20 of his NBA career. So obviously, a lot of discussion around the King has been about what does his future look like after basketball. It's a fabulous morning on Undisputed this morning because we have an exclusive clip from the new episode of The Shop. That drops Friday, but here's a sneak peek of LeBron weighing in on his future. Take a listen.
Year 20 coming up.
Yeah.
What do you want to do, by the way?
What, when
would you go on TV? Would you be on
I don't know. I'll be watching that stuff a little bit.
Like when Tom Brady signed up for TV, were you like, maybe that's
yeah, when I seen how much he signed for, right, I did.
Damn, they get
would
it.
Would you do it? Yeah, I would.
Really?
I would. Yeah, for sure.
I think you should be a movie star,
because,
you know.
I mean, one, I my knowledge of the sport and and being able to have my insight on the sport and still be around the game. I want to stay around the game for sure forever. I'm letting people know I'm still engaged.
He's a fan.
I'm a
He's
fan of the game. I'm engaged in the game, and I care about our sport. And I know everything about our sport. Like, literally, like, I know everything that goes on with our sport, and I want to continue to help our sport grow.
But you think about that now?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, I think
what
about post-career. I want to own a team.
Buy a team?
Yeah, I want to buy a team.
That's
for
you
sure.
There you go.
Buying a team and then talking is a little tricky. If you own the team and, like...
Yeah, I would much rather own a team before I talk. I want a team in Vegas.
We'd love to hear him talk, though. Shannon, LeBron's your guy. Would he be a better owner or a better commentator?
I think he'd be a better owner because LeBron has shown that he's great at being a CEO and delegating authority. Rich Paul, you do what you do. Maverick Carter, you do what you do. Randy Mims, you run the operations. You do what you do. He's hired great people, positioned himself, let them do their job, and you see what it's thrust him into. First active player to reach a billionaire status. And I think that's what you have to do as an owner, Skip. You have to hire good people and let them do their job. That's what Dr. Buss did for all those years. He let Jerry West, hey, go get Shaq. Go get a Kobe. Mm. Draft this guy. Draft that guy. He did a great job of that. And that's what the team builders do. R.C. Buford, Sam Presti. They hired, they let them do their job, and they've done a great job. And I think the thing is, and that's something that you can't get frustrated. Because LeBron is used to being on the court, and he's able to fix it. Something's not good, guys. Not hey. Let me hey. You know what? Them points I was counting on you, I'm gonna go and get them myself. So instead of scoring maybe 25-30, Skip, I'm gonna go get 40-45 to make up for. You can't do that. Just let guys do their job, and I trust that LeBron can do that. And it seems to me he's like hell bent that there's a team gonna come to Vegas, and he wants to be the owner of the team that comes to Vegas. Now I did hear they're mentioning about Seattle putting another team in Seattle within the next 2 years, Skip. I'm old enough to remember the Supersonics when the Supersonics were very, very good in the late 70s and early 80s. Mm-hmm. Even when they got Gary Payton and Sean Kemp, the Rain Man, along with Detlef Schrempf. So I remember those. Skip, I just don't know if LeBron is going to be comfortable as an analyst saying unpopular things about a player. I just don't know if that's really in his heart. LeBron is a good-natured guy. Is a good-natured guy by nature. So he's not Charles. Charles don't care. You like Charles, you like Charles. If you don't like Charles, remember, he's taking Chris Skip. He and Mike fell apart. He and Mike, they golfed, they did everything together, Skip. And he said, look here, Mike, you're a great basketball player, but you're a terrible GM because you got too many yes men around you. And I don't know if they've ever spoken since.
They have not.
So with that being said, you're going to have to be critical of people. That a lot of them people, Skip, you probably was on their team. They played with you. Maybe you might have to say something critical about Anthony Davis, a guy that you won a championship with. Are you willing to do that? Mm. I don't see that in him. So I think he'll be a much better owner as opposed to being an analyst.
And I believe LeBron would be much happier as an analyst than an owner, even though it would be a much greater achievement, obviously, to own, operate, and succeed as an owner in ways that Michael Jeffrey Jordan has not been able to in Charlotte, in which he has owned and operated that franchise for 17 years with 3 playoff appearances, all of them first-round exits. Mm-hmm. Twice he got swept, once he took the Heat to 7 games, and that's all he's got to show for what he's done there.
Okay.
So as great as he was as a player, he is bad as an owner-operator because he is the GM, he is the personnel director, he is the ultimate buck stops here on the draft.
Right.
And right away, he took Adam Morrison over Brandon Roy, and I questioned it. I was on Cold Pizza in those days. I said, this is just flat out wrong. That was his first move, and there we went.
I think didn't he take Kid Gilchrist over Bradley Beal?
He did. Yeah, and Dame in that draft.
So
okay, we can do every draft. You can just say, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh
Yeah, Kid, when you're in a small market, you got to hit. You got to hit a couple because it's hard because it's going to be hard for you to lure. Like the Lakers, they can miss, but they can lure LeBron. They can lure Anthony Davis. In some of the bigger markets, Skip, you can lure top free agents.
I would like to think he hit on LaMelo.
Yeah.
LaMelo's got a national TV commercial, which is very good now, although his father managed to wiggle his way into it. And I don't know how that happened. But LaMelo wasn't good enough early on to lift them into the playoffs. Right. So they're still not even there yet.
Well, they need some pieces. Obviously, they're going to need some pieces. But if you get you keep doing what the Pelicans did. Okay, they traded, but they got Zion. They got some nice pieces that's coming around. Mm-hmm. The Celtics is a prime example. But you got to stay the course, Skip, because a lot of times the fan base is going to get restless because you're not winning. You stay the course. This is Jason Tatum's 5th year. This is JB's 6th year. Okay. This is Marcus Smart, 7th or 8th year. You've got to be patient. And then you got, get a couple of pieces. You get a Derrick White that the Spurs have given up on. Big Al, you had Al. Mm-hmm. You ship him, you trade him to Philly. He goes to OKC. He comes back. Grant Williams, Robert Williams. Skip, they've done a great job, but are you going to be patient even when it doesn't pay off in championships early? Because everybody wants that Steve Kerr. Mm-hmm. Man, you see with Steve Kerr, man, he went in the first year, he won the championship. Bruh, that's anomalies. That doesn't happen often.
Okay, what have we seen the rise of in draft masters in the NBA? We've seen a Sam Presti, we've seen an R.C. Buford, I'll throw in a David Griffin.
Yeah.
None of them remotely came close to playing in the NBA, right? So what did they know? They had to study it and learn it as overachievers, where they didn't play.
Right.
And so they have a better sense because they were all gifted with a sense of being able to see who could play and who couldn't in ways Michael Jordan.
Skip, I think it's hard. I think it's harder to judge if you are a great player to know another great player and who can just be.
Okay.
Because I think the thing is that you think everybody should be here with you because that's where you were. And those guys didn't play. They're like, that guy can play.
Okay. So the best move LeBron James made in his career was hiring Maverick Carter. The Dynamo on Madison Avenue and in Hollywood.
Rich Paul.
But no, it's Maverick. It starts with Maverick. All of Spring Hill, all of the $1 billion worth, it starts with Maverick as the overseer, as the primary decision maker on the business side.
Yeah, well, Skip.
Okay, my point is, if you want to own and operate, you need to go get an R.C. Buford to help you through this. You need to listen to an R.C. instead of saying, I can do this. Because what's the worst decision that LeBron ever made? It was Russell Westbrook, he pushed hard for Westbrook. And it was just flat out wrong. Well, trust me, if you sit in that chair as the owner-operator of the Las Vegas, whoever they're going to be.
Right.
Right?
Well, Skip, you're going to miss some now. You're not going to hit them all.
No,
you're
but
not
that's
going to hit them all at the park.
That was a crusher for the franchise. That cost you 2 years.
Well,
right?
what really hurt is what you had to give up, the compensation that you gave up to get it. Oh. Had he been a free agent and just walked through the door like Kevin Durant did at Golden State,
maybe.
Skip?
You just cut your loss better. But
you still got your draft picks. Now you in position.
You gave up KCP and Kuzma and who else?
Trez Harrell.
Yeah.
And a pick.
And a pick.
and you wasn't able to sign Caruso back.
It became triple jeopardy.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're going to have to go forward with him because Genie's saying, well, we owe him 47. He's got to, we got to figure him out.
LeBron James going to be the owner.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the head of staff.
I figured as the fifth horseman. Yep. Are you? Moved to Vegas?
Yep.
Yep. Get out of this rat race?
Nah. I want to do it remote. I want to do my remote. I get some good info. I get some good inside info.
I'd be on the inside on the Vegas operation, wouldn't I?
Yep.
I'm just afraid you'd start missing a show or two because...
Nah. You know, Skip, I just like Friday night, Saturday night. I'd be right for Sunday.
Would you?
Yep.
I don't know about that.
They got a lot going on.
Keeping it between the navigational beacons.
Yep.
All right, guys, we got to head over to the NFL because the Rams are continuing their mastery of the salary cap. A historic deal for Cooper Kupp, but is he still underpaid? That's coming up next. No mercy.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Cooper Kupp joins Aaron Donald as the latest member of the LA Rams to hit a huge payday. Kupp reportedly signing a 3-year, $80 million extension with a record $75 million guaranteed for a wide receiver. This, of course, comes on the heels of Kupp winning the receiving Triple Crown as well as Super Bowl MVP. Shannon, given those two factors, did Kupp actually deserve more?
No. How much more should he have gotten? He got the most guaranteed money by any offensive player that's not a quarterback. $75 million, and he still had 2 years left on his deal. Remind you now, he only had one 1,000-yard season prior to this season, and he had made it abundantly clear. I don't need to be the highest paid. I don't need to try to extrapolate every dime, nickel, penny out of the Rams. Skip, I'm in a great system. I got a quarterback that we have a great rapport. I have a head coach that's an offensive mind that's going to put me in the ideal situation so I can succeed. It's like, why would I want to mess that up? I mean, look, I don't begrudge guys that wanted to be the highest paid and they were willing to forego a great situation where they were into a situation that's not as promising for the money. I ain't got no problem with what Tyreek did. A.J. Brown says, I just wanted to get what I was. Okay, I got no problem with what they did. But Cooper Kupp says, I'm in an ideal situation. I'm not leaving Matthew Stafford. I'm not leaving Sean McVay, who I know, go Skip, is going to give me damn near 200 targets every for the foreseeable future. In order to get, an extra $2, $3 million a year? I got the most guaranteed money by not a quarterback on the offensive side of the football. I'm good. I can't complain with that.
So for the next 3 years, Aaron Donald will make $5 million a year more than Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
That's not right.
Yes, it is right.
Because the most valuable player on this team is the quarterback, and the most valuable player to that quarterback, the player who made that quarterback much better than he ever was in Detroit.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Do they win the Super Bowl without Aaron Donald? If Aaron Donald is not in that game, if Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford are in that game, and Aaron Donald is not in that game, do you believe they win that game?
Yeah, I think they could have. I honestly do.
No, seriously,
you could figure that one out. You couldn't figure out losing Cooper Kupp.
You can't figure it out, Skip, because Joe Burrow's about to go up and down the field. You remember it was Joe Burrow after Matthew Stafford threw the interception? It was Aaron Donald that got the sack that held him to a field goal. You remember that final drive? It was Aaron Donald got the sack and he got on the fourth down stop. You remember that, Skip?
Yeah, but you realize Cincinnati just replaced four of their five starters on the offensive line because they were horrible on the offensive line. It was feast. Whoever needed to feast could have feasted. It could have been Von Miller. It could have been anybody else besides Aaron Donald.
So let me ask you a question. So in order to get to the Rams in the Super Bowl, they had to play the Raiders. They could have feasted. They could have played the Titans. They could have feasted him. They did feast, but he still found a way to beat them.
Well, they Kansas City. Because how many times they
nine.
Get him? Yep.
Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Had them down 21-0.
Mm.
And then what happened? Okay, I don't want to hear anything about that. Aaron Donald. Third down stop, Skip. They had it dead to right. He said, no, you're not going anywhere. On the fourth down, stop. Mm-hmm. Stop this. You always trying to pit somebody against Aaron Donald. This is about Cooper Kupp and getting what he deserved. He got $75 million, more than any other receiver got guaranteed.
Mm. Cooper Kupp became unguardable through the playoffs. I've never seen anything quite like
it. Think about what you just said. In the playoffs, Aaron Donald has been unblockable in his eight-year career. He's been unblockable.
Mm.
Eight Pro Bowls, seven first-team All-Pros, three-time Defensive Player of the Year, regarded as the best player in the NFL.
Mm. So I watched him five times against my Dallas Cowboys in his career as one sack.
So let me get this right. So Aaron Donald
against Tom Brady in that first Super Bowl, 16, Rams against New England, he had no sacks. He had no sacks, huh? That's interesting.
8-4. Huh. So another game. So Aaron Donald has played 129 games, and so you're willing to take five games to try to discredit this man. Mm. You took five games out of this man's career. So what about those other 124 ball games?
Cooper Kupp was the ultimate security blanket. It got so crazy in the Super Bowl that Matthew Stafford threw a no-look because he trusted Cooper Kupp so much on an in-breaking route where he just said, I know where he's going to be there because I eat breakfast with him every morning.
And I
throw him 1,000 balls a day.
And Aaron Donald says on the three-step, what I'm going to do, I'm going to chop, I'm going to ping off that tackle, and I'm going to bend this edge, and I'm going to throw Joe Burrow butt down and ring me. A ring.
I got Von Miller. I got Floyd. I got, God knows, I got people coming from everywhere to help me.
He made the jobs easy.
Yeah.
How was Leonard Ford look in Chicago before he got with Aaron Donald? How did he look? They cut him now.
Yeah.
He was the eighth pick in the draft, if I'm not mistaken, and they cut him. Mm. And he got with Aaron Donald and been a Pro Bowl player and got big-time bucks. Boy. Don't do that, Skip.
Aaron Donald had Von Miller last year.
Von had him.
Mm. Well, Buffalo jumped all over Von.
A-plus for the sound effects, Shannon. Fantastic job this morning.
Ring. Me and Aaron Donald got a ring.
No mercy.